Black Friday shoppers hit the ground running.
I wanted to be one of the first 600 in the door.
In Paris, a memorial for those lost in the Friday the 13th attacks.
France will act in order to protect its children.
Two missing in Texas flash floods.
It is difficult for the guys to navigate in water like this.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. It's the Super Bowl of shopping. Black Friday is here. CBS's Steve Futterman is up very early with holiday shoppers looking for the biggest bargains possible in California.
It seems every merchant here at the Glendale Galleria is offering a deal at Bath & Body Works.
Buy three, get three free today only.
And the customers are buying. This young man was shopping at Target.
What's the best deal you got so far?
PS4 for $300.
And what would that normally be?
It'll be $450.
So you saved $150?
Yeah.
And this woman got good bargains at Macy's.
We got pillows for $7.
What would those normally be?
$20.
Many of the people here have been shopping since last night when the stores first began to open. Most of those we spoke with feel it's worth it.
Because there's great deals.
And some plan to be here all day.
We're just starting.
You're just starting?
Yeah.
Long day ahead?
Long day, yeah.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Glendale, California.
Outdoor sports retailer REI is bucking the trend. It's closed so workers and customers like Mary Kaler can go out and play.
I could respect them for doing that because I feel like more and more stores are open later and earlier, and Thanksgiving just becomes a washout.
A number of national parks are opening their gates for free today. Black Friday shoppers along Chicago's Michigan Avenue will likely see protesters angry after police released video this week showing a white officer killing a black man last year. Alderman Roderick Sawyer.
It's going to shake up Michigan Avenue. It's going to make some people uncomfortable, and it should. And this is one of the biggest shopping days of the year. People withhold their dollars. People will understand that this is serious for all of us.
The officer has been charged with murder. 2 weeks after the attacks on Paris, a memorial to remember the 130 people who were killed and hundreds of others who were injured. President Francois Hollande says France will work to destroy ISIS and protect its children. More from CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
Families of the victims, members of the emergency services deployed that night, and politicians all came together at the official ceremony to remember those who died.
We will not change. We will be united.
They all stood in silence as the names were read out one by one. On a giant screen beside the orchestra, the photos of the 130 victims scrolled by. Photos taken in happier times. Smiling faces, posing by the Eiffel Tower, or on a night out with friends.
At least two people are missing. One of them is presumed dead after heavy rain and flash flooding in North Texas. One of the missing is a Tarrant County Sheriff's deputy who is trying to rescue an elderly driver stuck in a flood, spokesman Terry Grisham.
As she was attempting to get into the car where the trapped lady was, she herself was swept into the water and taken downstream some distance and lost.
Blizzard warnings are up for northwest Texas. A winter storm is expected to dump snow and ice there and throughout the plains states. This is the Pope's last day in Kenya. He's in Nairobi, where he says he feels very much at home. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi.
The Kangemi slum is one of 11 that proliferate in and around the largest city in East Africa. It's packed with 50,000 of some of the poorest of the poor. But Francis extolled what he called the wisdom that is born of stubborn resistance in such places. Listing the numerous problems that plague slums, from lack of infrastructure and clean water to crime and violence, he took a sideswipe at the political elite and called for cities that have a place for all.
Despite a new security fence, the White House still has a problem. A man draped in an American flag jumped the fence as the first family celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday. Secret Service agents caught him. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Now raises some questions. Just how good is this new anti-climb measure that was put onto this fence? And the Secret Service has said that was a temporary security measure until a more permanent solution was put into place. So the next question, of course, becomes, well, what's the permanent solution?
A new documentary takes viewers inside the CIA for controversial topics like the use of drones to take out enemies. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Debating a tactic the CIA officially refuses to talk about, firing missiles from drones to kill terrorists, former Defense Secretary and CIA Chief Robert Gates.
The precedent of an American president being able to kill an American citizen on just his signature is dangerous.
Al-Qaeda leader Anwar al-Awlaki was a U.S. citizen.
I, for one, was born in the U.S.
Killed by a drone strike in Yemen 4 years ago. All 12 living directors of the CIA are interviewed in a documentary, The Spy Masters, tomorrow night on Showtime, owned by CBS. The current CIA director, John Brennan, says about targeting terrorists, a few of them Americans, a form of combat approved by government lawyers.
I don't see that the president ever alone made a decision on something like this.
And former CIA director and defense secretary Leon Panetta adds,
there were Nazis who were U.S. citizens. Does that make them less of an enemy? In my book, a terrorist is a terrorist.
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
In Poland, prosecutors say they won't extradite film director Roman Polanski to the U.S. after a judge there said he couldn't get a fair trial. Polanski fled the country in 1977 after he pled guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old girl. He lives in Paris but is about to shoot a movie in Poland. Donald Trump is under fire again, this time for making fun of a New York Times reporter with a physical disability. Trump appeared to be mocking his movements and speech patterns during this speech Tuesday.
Nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
The reporter Serge Kovaleski has a condition that affects the movement of his joints. The Times and others say Trump should apologize, but in a long written statement, Trump says he wants an apology. He says he doesn't know what Kovaleski looks like and that he should stop using his disability to grandstand. A California company has recalled a vegetable mix used by Costco in its chicken salad. Taylor Farms says that mix may be responsible for a recent E. coli outbreak that sickened 19 people in 7 states. Food safety attorney Bill Marler isn't affiliated with this case, but he says it should never have happened.
You know, ultimately, it's where we purchase our product. We expect the product not to have a pathogen in it that puts our kid in the hospital on dialysis.
Another honor for a football legend. Here's CBS's Tom Foti.
Famed quarterback Brett Favre had one more memorable moment with the Green Bay Packers. In cold, rain-drenched Lambeau Field at halftime with the Bears, the Packers put up Favre's name on the facade and retired his number 4 jersey.
I certainly thank God for the opportunity to play a game I love so much and to play it for such a long time and in the best place to play football in the world.
That courtesy of the NFL Network. Tom Foti, CBS News.
The Philippine government is looking for about $200 million worth of paintings once owned by former First Lady Imelda Marcos. They include valuable works by Van Gogh, Picasso, and Rembrandt. The government is hoping the public can help track them down. Marcos was known for a billionaire lifestyle thanks to ill-gotten gains. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, November 27th, 2015. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Farry and Jennifer Brown. I'm Peter King, CBS News.